Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and yes, it does get cold up here sometimes. It is the winter after all. Hey, what are your favorite winter activities? Do you like going to the hot springs? Oh, I would love to dip in some hot springs right now. Or what about having hot pot with some friends? Yes, that'll keep you warm. What about skiing? You know, maybe you could go skiing in Europe. There are 313 ski resorts not too far from the city of Geneva, Switzerland. But that's not all you can do in Geneva. The name of our lesson is Geneva in Winter. And today we'll learn about a famous festival called L'Escalade. And we'll learn about philanthropism. Oh yeah, philanthropism? What on earth does that big word mean? You'll find out. So let's continue our journey through Geneva.
Geneva in winter. Every December, chocolate lovers can gorge themselves on delicious Swiss chocolate during the city's most popular festival, L'Escalade. According to legend, Geneva successfully defended itself from a secret invasion in 1602, thanks to the efforts of one housewife. When she discovered enemy soldiers trying to scale Geneva's city wall, she poured hot soup on them to stop them. Her actions and the ensuing noise alerted the city and led to the defeat of the attacking army. To commemorate this historical event, people crush and eat chocolate pots during L'Escalade.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 gorge 这个字。Gorge 如果当名词的话，我们学过是指峡谷，但是 gorge 在这里是当动词，意思是狼吞虎咽或者是拼命吃。如果要说明吃什么的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，After gorging on sweets and snacks, Nick lost his appetite for dinner. 吃了一大堆的甜食跟点心之后 ，Nick 晚餐就没有胃口了。或者是Kathy decided to gorge on ice cream and cake tonight because she wanted a big treat. Kathy 决定要今晚大吃冰淇淋跟蛋糕，因为她想要好好犒赏自己一下。继续我们看 ensue 这个动词， ensue 是指接着某个行动后发生，或者是因此产生某个后果。例如 ，After the robbery, a serious gunfight ensued and caused many casualties. 抢案之后发生了严重的枪战，造成了许多伤亡。它的现在分词 ensuing, E-N-S-U-I-N-G, 可以当形容词，意思是指随后发生的或者是因而发生的。例如 ,after major surgery, Tim was confined to bed in the ensuing weeks. Tim 动了一个很大的手术之后，接下来的几周都必须躺在床上。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's get right into this next section, Geneva in Winter. We're learning about a popular festival, or a very famous festival, called L'Escalade. Now, how does this section begin?
Well, our lesson says, every December, chocolate lovers can gorge themselves on delicious Swiss chocolate during the city's most popular festival. Now, if you gorge yourself on something, that just means that you eat a lot of it. And Swiss chocolate is pretty good.
Oh my goodness, it sounds really sweet though. Probably not too good for you to gorge on too many sweet things, right? However, this is a fun word to use, and it's fun sometimes to gorge on food. That means you're just eating a lot of food.
And of course, it's okay to do that once in a while, but we wouldn't recommend doing it every day. Well, according to legend, Geneva successfully defended itself from a secret invasion in 1602, thanks to the efforts of one housewife.
Okay, so we're going to learn about the history of this festival, Escalade. But before we do that, let's take a look at this phrase, thanks to. Now, usually you use the word thank when you want to thank somebody. Thank you so much. However, thanks to is very unique. It means as a result of, or due to, or because of. And it's not always a positive thing.
For example, thanks to the rain, we had to cancel our boating trip last Saturday. Or, as a positive example, thanks to the boys, we were able to finish painting the entire house over the weekend.
Great examples. And in Rebecca's first example, of course, she is not thanking the rain. She doesn't like the rain, but it's because of the rain that something had to be canceled. So friends, you can use this phrase in a lot of different ways.
And of course, we're talking about the history here and how, according to this legend, Geneva successfully defended itself from a secret invasion thanks to the efforts of one housewife. So never underestimate the ability of one person.
That's right. Anybody in a town or a city can help, right? When she discovered enemy soldiers trying to scale Geneva's city wall, she poured hot soup on them to stop them. That sounds pretty funny. It sounds like it was probably boiling soup that she poured onto these people as they were trying to scale the wall. And to scale a wall means to climb a wall.
And of course, you know, you can use this in another way, actually a very similar way. Mm-hmm. The thief scaled the walls looking for a way to enter the city.
All right, so that thief sounds a lot like these soldiers who are trying to get into Geneva. Rebecca, how would you like to have hot boiling soup poured all over you?
What kind of question is that?
Right, well,
Who wants boiling soup poured all over them?
I know, that's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, well, anyway, back to our lesson. Back to this amazing housewife. Her actions and the ensuing noise alerted the city and led to the defeat of the attacking army.
And before we move on, let's take a look at the word ensue. It's from the word bank. Now, that means it is following. It comes after. And it comes after as a result of something else.
For example, the ensuing months after Greg lost his job were very difficult.
Or this makes me think of earthquakes, right? Earthquakes, and sometimes they cause tsunamis. There was an earthquake that happened, and then the ensuing tsunami destroyed a lot of homes.
Yes, unfortunately, that does happen, actually.
So,
but,
yeah,
yes.
But that's a good word to know, friends, ensuing. What ensues after an event? And we read on here, to commemorate this historical event, people crush and eat chocolate pots during L'Escalade. So to commemorate something, that means to create an event so that we can remember what happened in the past.
So how would you like to get a chocolate pot, crush it, and then eat it?
Oh my goodness, Rebecca. If it's Swiss chocolate, I would love it. I would gorge myself on chocolate pots. What about you?
Well, actually, that sounds great. Anything that has good chocolate must be worth eating.
Well, you know what? I say we have a charity event, and then we have some chocolate pots at this event.
Hey, speaking of charity, let's learn more about that.
What, in charity?
Charity, yeah, in the
Info Cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Today we would like to talk about the difference between nonprofits and charities.
That is a very interesting topic, Ken, and also important. I think with all the suffering in the world, it is now more important than ever to support good causes.
I think so too, but I think we should take a look at the difference between nonprofits and charities. First, let's look at a nonprofit. This name should tell us something.
That's right. When a word begins with the prefix non, it means not. like non-fiction. That is a story that is not fiction. So a non-profit is an organization that doesn't use profits to benefit any one person.
A neighborhood association can be a non-profit. A neighborhood association is a group of property owners, business owners, and residents. They're organized to address safety, public spaces, and activities in a neighborhood.
Which is different from a charity. All charities are non-profits. That is, extra money doesn't go to the owners of a charity. But a charity has a specific purpose.
And the purpose of a charity is social well-being. That is, the benefit of society and the well-being of nature. That can take many different forms.
Art, education, health services, protecting the environment, animals, development. Charities can work in many different areas.
Non-profit 就是非盈利的，这是一个形容词，但是在口语的用法，它可以当名词用，那就是 non-profit organization, 非盈利组织的简称。Charity 是 non-profit 的一种，这个字也是一个简称，它代表 charitable organization, 慈善团体或慈善机构。不管是在什么领域的 charity, 它会有一个特点，那就是要追求 well-being, 健康安乐，也许是社会的 well-being, 也许是环境的 well-being。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you like to have hot soup poured all over you as you're trying to scale a wall? That's what happened to enemy soldiers who tried to invade Geneva many centuries ago. Well, how do people celebrate l'escalade? We're going to find out next, right now.
Geneva in winter. The city celebrates with music, parades, a costumed run, hot soup, warm wine, and, of course, lots of chocolate. Events take place in Geneva's charming old town. Switzerland highly values humanitarian work. Among the museums and historical buildings in Geneva,You can visit the European headquarters of the United Nations, as well as the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum. You'll gain a greater understanding of the country's role in global diplomatic and humanitarian efforts. So whether or not you come to ski, be sure to check out all that Geneva has to offer.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 crescent 这个名词 ,CRE 这个字根有长满或长大的意思。所以 crescent 是指弦月形或者是星月形的事物。例如 ,when we reached the top of the hill, we saw the moon slowly appear as a thin crescent right above us. 当我们爬到山丘上时我们看到月亮如同一个小小的月牙慢慢地出现在我们的头顶。Crescent 也可以当形容词，例如 a crescent moon 是指弦月，或者是弯弯的月亮，或者是 a crescent shaped pendant 弯月状的项链坠子。最后我们看 diplomatic 这个形容词 ，diplomatic 在这里是指外交的，例如 diplomatic relations between the U.S. and North Korea have always been tense， 美国跟北韩之间的外交关系一直都很紧张，或者是 the diplomatic。Negotiations between these two countries were very successful. 这两国之间的外交谈判非常的成功。Diplomatic 也可以指有政治手腕的或者是圆滑的。例如 ,Mark needs to be more diplomatic if he wants to be a publicist. Mark 如果要当公关人员就要多圆滑一些。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle.
So we're continuing to learn about L'Escalade, this festival. And how does Geneva celebrate? Well, we read here, the city celebrates with music, parades, a costumed run, hot soup, of course, warm wine, and, of course, lots of chocolate. So that hot soup reminds people of the housewife who poured hot soup all over the soldiers who were invading Geneva.
So hot soup is necessary, mm-hmm. and, of course, chocolate is essential. Mm-hmm. It is also necessary.
But what about a costumed run, Rebecca? People are running around in different costumes. They're dressing up and going for a run.
Hmm. Well, sounds very unique.
Would you like to do that?
I bet you would like to do. I could totally see you dressed up with this costume and running.
Maybe you're right about that.
Perhaps. I'm very right.
I could carry a big chocolate pot on my head for this run.
Right. And then when you get to the end, if the chocolate pot didn't melt, then you could crush it.
Exactly. Hey, this sounds really fun.
Yeah, and hopefully the chocolate pot isn't too sweaty.
Right, of course. Well, it sounds like we need to make our way to Geneva sometime to enjoy L'Escalade.
Yep, we can enjoy this very cute, charming old town. Events take place in Geneva's charming old town.
That's right. And here's a picture of Geneva's old town, or the old town square. But what about this word charming? We use this word to mean something is very delightful or pleasing.
And of course, places can be charming, like Williamsburg, Virginia is a very charming town. But people can also be very charming. And you can also refer to things as being charming, like, oh, my earrings are so charming.
Oh, if you do say so yourself, Rebecca, yes, your earrings are very charming.
Hey, you know, it's a good example.
So, friends, what else is charming to you? Talk about it in English. Let's continue on here to find out what else makes Switzerland special, okay? Switzerland highly values humanitarian work. And you heard a little bit about that in the info cloud. But this word humanitarian, it reminded us of a word. It's a big word, philanthropism. Can you say that, Rebecca?
Philanthropism?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got it. Philanthropism. That is a very big word.
That's right. Now, what does this mean? This is an affection for humanity, or affection for people, humans, right? Especially seen when people donate their wealth to something that is very useful for society. So that person could be a philanthropist.
Ah, philanthropist and philanthropism. That's great. So would you say that Switzerland takes part in philanthropism?
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe it's something they take pride in as well, mm-hmm. their philanthropism, or their emphasis on philanthropism.
So what about an individual mm-hmm. who enjoys or takes part in philanthropism? Is there a specific name for that person?
Well, yeah, we just said it. Philanthropist.
Ha, philanthropist.
Yeah, and you know, people mm-hmm. like Bill Gates come to mind, people who have a lot of money, but they enjoy donating it for good causes. They are philanthropists.
That's great. So those are some fun words. You can practice saying those words and enjoy them. Well, let's continue on. Among the museums and historical buildings in Geneva, you can visit the European headquarters of the United Nations as well as the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum.
Now, here's a picture of some statues in the front of this Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum. And, yeah, the Red Cross and Red Crescent, those are both religious symbols, right? It would be very interesting to visit this museum. But how does our lesson continue?
You'll gain a greater understanding of the country's role in global diplomatic and humanitarian efforts.
And if you gain an understanding, that means your understanding increases for a certain thing.
Right. So let's say that you take a tour around a city you've never been to. Mm-hmm. That tour will help you gain an understanding of the city's history.
And our lesson ends by saying, so whether or not you come to ski, be sure to check out all that Geneva has to offer. And of course, we have a lot to offer here at Studio Classroom. One thing we like to offer is a
review skit.
You don't have to be a skier to appreciate Geneva's natural beauty.
How true. This city affords splendid views. You can see snow-capped mountains.
You can also have access to Switzerland's Lake Geneva. It's a landmark fountain that shoots water high into the air.
You can also catch the best views from an artificial peninsula, a destination for everyone.
Regardless of age, budget, or season.
During summer, you can play on the beach or in public swimming baths.
During the winter, you can relax in the sauna and enjoy a massage. Then head to the restaurant for fondue, the national dish of Switzerland, fondue.
You eat it by dipping pieces of bread into a pot of hot melted cheese.
Yum! If you like cheese, winter is the perfect weather to savor fondue. But it's delicious year-round.
And speaking of delicious, Geneva has chocolate. Every December, chocolate lovers gorge themselves during the city's most popular festival.
A festival that commemorates the city successfully defending itself from a secret invasion.
According to legend, a housewife discovered enemy soldiers scaling the city wall, so she poured hot soup on them.
Her actions and the ensuing noise alerted the city and led to the defeat of the attacking army.
And the city celebrates with music, parades, costume runs, hot soup, chocolate, and more.
The festival takes place in Geneva's charming old town.
Switzerland highly values humanitarian work, and you'll find museums and historical buildings here.
You'll also find the European headquarters of the United Nations and the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum.
Switzerland has quite a role in global diplomatic and humanitarian efforts.
And it's also a great place to ski.
Let's go!
Okay, so I feel like I got a little glimpse of what you can do in Geneva. Rebecca, which one of these things would you like to enjoy if you go to Geneva?
Well, I'd love to go back to Lake Geneva.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course. And, of course, I would like to eat some chocolate.
Well, I think maybe L'Escalade, whenever this festival is going on, is the perfect time to visit Geneva. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.